Time for sports, and let's start with the Winter Olympic Games. Warmer than expected weather has caused trouble for skiers and snowboarders in Sochi outside, and it's also making things more difficult inside where the skating takes place. That has the ice makers working overtime. NPR's Sonari Glinton has this report.
If you talk to the athletes about conditions here in Sochi, one thing gets universal praise.
All the athletes are in love with the ice, and it's soft, and it's fast, and it's everything that a skater looks for.
That's U.S. figure skater Jason Brown. Here's Canadian curler Brad Jacobs talking about the ice maker at his arena, which is called the Ice Cube.
Today, obviously, he's fighting this heat. This is probably one of the hottest days that we've had here. So my hat's off to him. He's doing a great job. He's a great ice maker. I don't think there's anyone in the world that's better than him.
I could play you more of this. Athletes raving about ice, no smack from them. But I wanted to meet some of the people behind all this great ice.
This is the main arena itself. So we're now in the press tribunes, and we're going down to the field of play, to the outside parts of it.
This is Dmitry Grigoryev. He's in charge of the Adler Speed Skating Arena.
Not all ice is created equal because they all have different purposes. So they're created in different ways. There are different recipes and different secrets to making different ice.
There's figure skating ice, which is softer. There's speed skating ice, where you need maximum glide. You need to be able to walk on curling ice and so on. What's one of Grigoryev's secrets? Well, this is old ice. They laid it down about 15 months ago. With constant maintenance and resurfacing, they're able to make it more compact and cleaner with fewer air bubbles. When they were making ice, Grigoryev says they took extraordinary measures.
We had classical music being played here to make sure that the ice crystallizes in a proper hard manner, not rock music or not silence. We actually have Vivaldi's Four Seasons playing during the certain stages of preparation.
Do you think that really makes a difference?
Well, the research shows that yes.
What research shows that?
No, I am serious about it. Look it up. Depending on the ambient noise, because noise creates vibrations, and during the freezing process of water, those vibrations influence the type of ice you get.
So we did look it up, and by we, I mean the NPR Research Library, and we couldn't find reputable research to back up the claims, though it's sort of folklore in a small part of the ice-making world. Regardless, Grigoryev says one thing that has been a problem is the weather.
The thing that we have to fight with in Sochi, being right next to the sea, is the humidity. Yes, that is a problem, if you can call it that.
The humidity inside the rink needs to be about 30%, give or take, but the humidity outside the rink has been hovering between 70 and 100%. There also needs to be a different climate zone for the skaters and the audience. So for Grigoryev, the most important part of ice making is the air conditioning system, which takes constant supervision.
No disrespect to my colleagues at other venues or their ice makers whatsoever, but it's different and it's not as difficult. How flat it should be, how cold it should be, how dry it should be. It's just by far much wider and deeper in scope than any other ice rink.
Given the multiple Olympic records that have been set at his rink, Grigoryev says the years of work have been worth it. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Sochi.